Today, it's a strange morning in our church calendar. It's different because there's no Mass celebrated anywhere in the world this morning. It's quiet. It's a day hanging between yesterday's death on the cross of Jesus Christ, where he gave himself out of love for you and I. But on the other end, we wait in anticipation for Easter Sunday and the Easter Vigil later this evening. So it's hanging in the balance this morning, but there's a stillness, there's a quietness in the church, and a quietness in our hearts, because the body of our Lord is sleeping. Our Lord is asleep in the tomb. And while he's sleeping, though, much more is happening. And this morning, our church celebrates one particular line from the Creed. He descended into hell, or as the Greek translation says, he descended to the dead. That Jesus Christ went to the realm of the dead at this time, between his death on the cross and his resurrection. That he descended into the dead. But what was he doing? What was Jesus Christ doing when he goes into the netherworld? He goes to free those who awaited a Savior, for those who needed a Savior to enter heaven. He goes to free Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Rebecca, Deborah, Sarah, all Moses, all the Old Testament heroes of the faith, all those who blazed the trail and prepared God's chosen people to meet Jesus Christ. But two in particular would have had something enormous in their encounter with Jesus Christ. And that's Adam and Eve. Can you imagine as Jesus Christ approaches Adam and Eve in the realm of the dead, carrying the cross in his wounded hands, walking on his wounded feet, and he comes to free them? What must have been going through Adam and Eve's minds and their hearts at that time? What would this encounter have been like for them as Jesus Christ comes to free them from the dead and undo the fault that they did? The fault, their fall in the Garden of Eden, Jesus Christ comes to undo. And I can imagine the guilt and the sorrow that overcame the two of them, that they held for years, for centuries, that was gone with Jesus Christ. The overwhelming look on their faces, the absolute joy they would have had in meeting Jesus Christ, who comes to give them something better than even the Garden of Eden. He comes to give them participation in the life of God. The joy that would have come, the gratitude, absolute thanksgiving to Jesus Christ who's conquered the grave. The passion that they would have felt for him, and how powerfully they would have praised God for this victory on the cross that our Lord won, that he undid their disobedience through his obedience, through giving himself completely to the Father on the cross, that encounter would have been absolutely incredible for Adam and Eve, probably full of tears, probably full of joy in the fact that Jesus Christ conquered death. And for you and I, that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing to meet this Jesus Christ just as Adam and Eve did. We're awaiting the resurrection of our Lord when we come to see him face to face, alive from the dead, that he has come to conquer, to take away all of our sins the same way he took away the sin of Adam and Eve. He comes to give us new life the same way he gave life to Adam and Eve. And this brings us joy. This brings us gratitude where we can say, Christ is risen. And this changes everything. This is the game changer that Jesus Christ is about to rise from the dead. And this is what we await on this Holy Saturday morning. This is the anticipation that we'll get to meet the risen Lord the same way Adam and Eve met him. And for that, we're patient. But for that, we can barely wait.